This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
That's enough for a Rebel. First down.
Oh, the sounds of high school football are on the air and online.
Snap back to Brogan. He's got the ball outside left tackle. He squirts through. Oh, he's got daylight at the 40. He'll take it to the house. And he does. Touchdown. 53 yards. Fort Loramie was bunched up, tackle to tackle along the line of scrimmage, trying to thwart the running play on fourth and two. And once Brogan Steffi cracked across the line of scrimmage and beat the linebackers, it was see you later. Kickoff to the 13 is dropped, returned by Fort Loramie. Daylight up the middle. Uh-oh! Breaking to the outside, the return man for the Redskins. He breaks the tackle, beats the man at the 30. He is all the way to the end zone for a touchdown.
Woo! That was Hoying.
What a run. Thomas Hoying's kickoff return matches the touchdown run by Brogan Steffi, and we are off and running. A 7-7 deadlock, half the first quarter gone on scoresbroadcast.com.
S-C-O-R-E-S, Scores, one touchdown right after another, all night long.
Oh, my goodness, outside left tackle. It is Spradling with a lot of space down the near sideline, gets a block at the 40, goes to the 50. Senior's blue shirts in pursuit. Hopefully there's no marker. Spradling takes it to the house. He goes almost, what, 90 yards, Chuck?
90 yards.
Woo!
Said before the game, and I'll say it again. Zena's got a lot of athletes, but that's the best athlete on the field.
Wow.
Stay tuned for the big high school football game of the week.
Here is the play of the game. At Zach Osborne over left guard, meets resistance, bounces off a tackler. Look at him go. 35, 36, 37. He moves the sticks. First down run by Osborne.
This is Scores Broadcast. .com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It's a Division VI regional championship football game from here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, and the inclement weather will be a factor. We've got blowing rain out of the north, winds 20 to 25 mph, and gusting even more. It's Coldwater 12-1, Anna 10-3. These two clubs playing their best football of the year. Anna and Coldwater have combined for nearly 50 touchdowns in their six postseason victories so far here this year. It's Coldwater, second place in the MAC, and the region's number one seed against Anna, fourth place in the MAC, and the region's number three seed. Five schools in the Midwest Athletic Conference still remain in the playoffs here in the state of Ohio. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, weather will be a problem. The two clubs, Chuck, in the regular season passed it extremely well. For more than 600 yards between them, won't be the case tonight.
No, it's going to be a tough night. Now, when you got the wind behind you, it's a little easier, but you still, I mean, the touch of the ball, it might go an extra 10 or 15 yards farther than it normally would when you throw it. So, and the other thing that's going to be a problem tonight is a cold football. Cold footballs are hard to kick, hard to throw, hard to hang on to.
Coldwater has won three in a row, Anna five in a row. The two teams playing their best football of the year. They collided back on September 13th at Coldwater. Cavaliers won 34-18. That was a squeaker, 7-6 Coldwater, very, very late in the first half before Coldwater widened the gap in that contest. Anna got within a TD of Coldwater a couple times in the second half, but kept missing points after touchdown, kicks, two-point tries. Thus, they remained two scores behind most of the final two periods and wound up losing by 16 points, 34-18. Anna quarterback Alex Chappie threw for 329 that night. Coldwater quarterback Baylen Blockberger threw for 319 that evening. And it was a beautiful night in mid-September, not the case here this evening at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, not conducive to throwing the football. Anna tried to run it against Coldwater back in September, didn't get it done, as the ace running back for the Rockets, Zach Osborne, was thwarted stymied, 12 rushes, 17 yards total. If Coldwater can limit Osborne to 50 or 60 tonight, Coldwater's got a very good chance to win the football game.
Yeah, when you told me that stat, I didn't think anybody could hold that young man to that kind of yardage per carry. But I haven't seen Coldwater yet. I've seen them in the past, and they always play very, very good defense.
Now, we covered Coldwater Minster earlier in the season here on scoresbroadcast.com. Coldwater won it 24-21 on a last-minute field goal by Bryce Cushot, outstanding kicker, 6 field goals on the year for Cushot. I think the special teams kicking games, a difference in the two clubs for certain. Each squad has played difficult schedules. Each team in the MAC and the Midwest Athletic Conference was referred last week, Chuck, by the coach at Cincinnati Country Day as the little GCL of Cincinnati.
Yeah, he got his eyes open with that Minster game, that's for sure.
Yeah, last week it was Anna that clobbered Country Day. Minster was beaten by, or Minster won easily over Cincinnati College Prep. As the 5 MAC programs move on, Marion Local is playing Minster tonight in Division 7. That game's at Wapakoneta. Delta St. John's is still in the Northwest region in D7 playing Columbus Grove. And, of course, this game here tonight at Sydney, the winner of this contest advances on to a state semifinal next week against the team that triumphs in the match between Hamler, Patrick Henry, and Bluffton. Three-headed monster running the ball for Coldwater, Miles Potcotter, Cody Depweg, and Braxton Taylor. Each churns up big yards. It was Potcotter who rumbled for 90 in the second half against Minster in the regular season, 125 for the game. And this threesome in the offensive backfield for the Cavaliers need to be slowed down. Coldwater runs it probably 70% of the time. Anna close to 60. You can bet that Coldwater will put 2 tight ends out there on the field often in this contest tonight, given the conditions. Each team paced by outstanding defensive players, Depweg, Potcotter, along with Mason Welch, Will Berry, lead Coldwater in tackles. For Anna, it's Noah Ofterhauer, who is number 1 in tackles on the year, Clay Cummins, Landon Hewitt, and Jack Edwards right behind. Coldwater, Chuck, an amazing number of 34 touchdowns in the first quarter of 13 games this season. Anna needs to get off to a good start.
Well, yeah, because it sounds like Coldwater always does. 34 touchdowns in the first quarter, that's a pretty impressive stat.
Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. And for these two teams here tonight, the key building components are as follows. We just touched on it. Good beginning necessary for Anna as Coldwater rolls over its opponents in the first 12 minutes of games. And Anna, Zach Osborne needs to have a 90 to 100-yard performance on the ground, that's for sure. Key building components of tonight's game, they open the doors to success for these two teams. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Chip Otten, 15 years head man at Coldwater. Cavaliers have won a string of state championships on the gridiron. Anna under Nick Marino, year number 10 for him. Rockets won the title back in 2019. We noted the clubs played in the regular season. What do you try to do differently, Chuck, come playoff time to maybe throw a curve at the other club?
Well, you show a set that you ran and you run something misdirection out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point in the season, I mean, Anna's offensive line's going to have to control the line of scrimmage, because Osborne has to have a game. And if he doesn't, I think it's going to be a tough night for the Rockets.
We'll return to hear from both head coaches when we come back. Anna Coldwater should be an outstanding contest. It was for 2.5, 3 quarters in the regular season before Coldwater pulled away. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Hello, once again. Welcome back to Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We've had the toss of the coin. Coldwater won it, deferred. Anna will receive to start the game and will advance the football into a very, very strong wind in the opening quarter. Wisebridge Wealth Management, great sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, located in Sydney. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776. 518-1776. All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management. Not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp. Had the pleasure of sitting down talking with Nick Marino, head coach of Anna, this past week. And he told us all about that easy win last week over Cincinnati Country Day down at Monroe when the Rockets rattled off a couple scores, and still 10 minutes remained in the first quarter.
In 2 minutes, you scored two touchdowns and really put that game out of reach right now.
Yeah, we came out and played really well on the defensive side of the ball. I thought the pressure got to them a little bit early. They were a little excited, and they put one on the ground early, which was huge for us. One of our kids, Nolan Howell, a defensive lineman, picked it up, almost ran it in. Scored on that next play, and then in the next series, Noah Oftahauer, who's been our best player on defense this year, had a pick six, and that kind of set the tone for the football game. I mean, that, and I think coming down and our guys hitting on kickoff team it kind of set the tone for the football game, and I thought we took care of it from there. Had to clamp a few things here and there, but a good win overall.
Yeah, your coverage on kickoffs, as you noted, was amazing. They were catching the kickoff around the 10 or 11, and the best they could do was the 20 or 21 yard line. Wow, you were phenomenal. Your defense has been so opportunistic.
Yes.
The last several weeks, and that's a strong suit because you're able to score points on the defensive side of the ball and get it back for the offense in a hurry.
Yeah, what we do defensively, you know, our guys, you don't really show your coverage a whole lot pre-snap, so our kids did a nice job of that, and sometimes you get the ball thrown to you when the quarterback doesn't recognize what's going on quite quick enough there. So that's been huge for us in the playoffs, and I thought we've improved on that throughout the season.
What were the things that Country Day did? What skills did they possess that helped prepare you now for Coldwater in this regional championship game tonight?
I think the similarity in the skill kids being very athletic is a big thing for preparing us here. And they had nice skills and a good quarterback that could throw it. So all that was good preparation. Not quite as strong up front in the line, and they don't have a kid like 14 over the middle. But overall, it was good preparation, good work for getting ready for this week.
Zach Osborne ran the ball so hard. I can bet you Country Day hasn't seen an offensive runner churn those legs and strut down the field and march toward the end zone so aggressively like Zach did. Wow, what a weapon. Didn't have a real good game on the ground early in the season against Coldwater. Need a fine game from him rushing the football here tonight.
Yeah, we were a little beat up in the line early in the year, so got a different guy starting in there than we did, and we're hoping we can be more physical up against these guys. We know 25's a great player there in the middle. We got to get a hat on him all night. Got to be physical in the run game. That was probably the difference in the last game. We couldn't rush it as well as we needed to win that football game. So got to be able to run the ball better this week.
Hey, highlight those offensive and defensive line performers. You alluded to them a moment ago. You're as healthy as you've been all year up front, tackle to tackle.
Yeah, definitely. I got Nolan Wilt at right tackle. He's probably our most physical lineman overall. Next to him, you got Jackson Billing. You got Nolan Howell. Those guys are doing a good job. Those three are cousins right there in a row. And on the left side of the line, we got the guys that aren't related. So you got Colton Hanksler, who's the guy that came back. He didn't play till the Marion game, so he was out from the scrimmage until then. And he's helped our line a lot improvement-wise. And then you got Gage Hildenbrand there at the left tackle. Had a solid year all year. Pretty physical kid. Then on the defensive side of the ball, you got basically the same kids, and then Julian Stern stepping in there with them as well, and we've been pretty productive there. You got Nolan Wiltz led the league in sacks and led the MAC in sacks for a defensive lineman, so need him to step up and get a few tonight as well.
Hey, with Chappie at the helm, your pass game against Coldwater in that regular season matchup was really good.
Yeah, we threw the ball pretty well. They've been mixing their coverage up a little bit more, but there are a lot of match coverage, some kind of match coverage rules. You know, our kids are, exposed that a little bit the first time around, so expected maybe them to jump into a little more of their cover two look and play with some different coverages against us. But that first time around, we did a nice job of catching the ball, and Chappie did a real nice job of finding the open guy.
What is Shappy's favorite pass play? I know his favorite target downfield vertically has got to be Noah Ofterhauer. He likes that swing swing check down to Osborne extremely well, too.
Yep. You got the running backs coming out on some wheels of the backfield. Has been really good for us, as well as him doing a nice job finding Noah down the field, whether it's an out and in and whatever it is. He likes any route to Noah usually, so definitely going to need him to step up and have another big game against them tonight.
Nick Marino, head coach, Anna Rockets, before tonight's regional championship game between Anna and Coldwater. How about Clay Cummins kicking those extra points one right after another?
Well, that was a big, we lost the game early in the year by 2 touchdowns, but we missed our extra points. So he has stepped into that role, and he's gotten better and better. So we need him to take care of those again tonight. It changes football games when you miss extra points. So I've been really excited at the improvement he's made there, and we need to keep that going tonight.
What's Coldwater's bread and butter?
I mean, they're gonna try to run it. They're a physical run team. They got a nice stable of backs. Nobody with a lot of yards, but a lot of them with good yardage. So you got 3 guys you're gonna have pound at you, and they're all good football players. The 24 is an all league player. We got to be able to get to him and stuff him, and then you got to stop the quarterback on scramble situations. He's going to run around and find an open guy downfield if you give them enough time. So really important that we take care of him, contain the quarterback. We can't let him scramble and have 7-8 second pass plays if we're going to win this game tonight.
Nick Marino, head coach of the Anna Rockets. Anna in good playing condition coming into this game against the Cavaliers this evening. Same for Coldwater, as noted by its 15-year mentor, Chip Otten.
Fortunate for health is that our last 3 games, our kids have only played a half. And so the JVs have got to play a lot, which keeps those guys fresh. We call it bubble wrapping. Once we feel like we got it in control, I guess the negative is, you like those. They need to be in some stressful situations. And so we don't like that, for 3 games now. We haven't played a full game, and you don't know, are we still in good enough shape? But they are feeling good and fresh right now.
6'4 quarterback, Baylen Blockberger, runs the show. Talk about the skills, the attributes of this young man and what he brings to the table.
Yeah, Bay has really, really improved the last couple of years. Of course, and he is 6'4 now, and 2 years ago, as a sophomore preseason, I bet you he was 5'7", 140 pounds.
Wow.
And then, last year at the beginning of the season, probably 5'11". And now he's 6'4", and he's his dad's been a longtime coach. His grandpa was a coach. He's our point guard in basketball, averaged, 15 a game last year. He's our shortstop in baseball. And so he's just one of those guys that just knows how to play. He's not the fastest guy or the strongest guy or the quickest guy, but has all those coach's son type attributes where he knows what to do. He knows if we send in a play and it doesn't quite sound right to him, says, I know what that is, I'll fix it. So he just gets it, and he's got that poise when things are, getting a little crazy. He does a good job. He has a great relationship with Corey Klinke, who's one of our former really, really good quarterbacks and baseball, and he's our baseball coach. So he is Bay's quarterback coach. So those two have a really good relationship. So and Corey's my son-in-law. So we all have kind of a good way to communicate and take care of things.
We at ScoresBroadcast.com broadcasted the Coldwater Minster game earlier in the year, and you turned Miles Potcotter loose in the second half. He was rushing on the ground extremely well. He's been outstanding all year, a mainstay for you, running the ball in the offensive backfield.
Exactly. He could easily be well over 1,000 yards, but we have 2 other backs with Cody Depwig and sophomore Braxton Taylor, who's a really good relief guy for Miles and Cody, because there are two of our starting inside linebackers. So between the 3 of them, they're well over, they're over 1,000 yards by a long shot. And Miles is just a hard-nosed, undersized, tough, really one of the toughest kids we've had, for especially when you look at his 160 pounds, all of him.
Right.
But so he can catch. He's got enough catches to be dangerous. And you're right. He's got close to 15, 18 touchdowns, I think. So he's our guy when we get down close.
Only four or five young men go both ways for you. Of course, Depweg and Potcotter, about whom you spoke a moment ago, Welsh and Barry, double team for you on each side of the ball. That keeps young men fresh on the Cavaliers football team.
Yeah, Will Barry is as DNOT, and Mason is our rover and tight end, slot, whatever you want. Those two are always out there, but Miles and Cody, they get some breaks on offense. Like I said, we have Braxton Taylor, and sometimes we only have one back, so they kind of do it on their own. Hey, you got these couple plays, I got it, you got it. And then Ethan Elander is playing corner and inside receiver, but he gets quite a few breaks on offense. So really, like you said, Will and Mason are the two that are really the only two that are out there all the time.
Can't help but talk about Bryce Cushot, your place kicker. He won that game that we covered against Minster with a last-minute field goal. He's boomed a 44-yarder this year. He's, 6-for-6 on field goals? Wow, he's a weapon.
Yeah. Bryce has done a great job for us all year. And he's worked at it all summer long, and of course now he does play another position, but at this point he's not going to ever play in the varsity games as a receiver or defensive back. So he just spends almost most of his practices working on his kickoffs. We have some, you know, whether it's a squib, whether it's a pooch, whether it's a hard line drive. He practices all those different types of things. And really, really importantly, especially at the high school level, is kickoffs. You know, he's probably got between 15 and 20 touchbacks, and he can directional kick. So we can, you know, obviously we scout and know who the other team's best returner is, and we're not kicking it to, you know, last week it was number six and so on. So when you got a good kicker at the high school level, we always say if we can make him go 80 yards, we got a shot at stopping him.
Sure.
And so, as you know, in the pros and college, they're all good kickers, so they all can kick it in the end zone. But high school level, you know, you'll play teams that can't. And so that field position is huge for kickoffs.
Jack Kramer with Chip Otten, head coach of Coldwater football. Before tonight's game between Coldwater and Anna, it's a Division VI regional championship game. You played Anna during the regular season, 134-18. It was pretty snug through two quarters, then you pulled away.
Even in the second half, we felt like we had it under control, and then they came right back and scored a couple touchdowns in the second half. So it was a good ball game. We were a very similar matchup. Both teams, a lot of seniors, skill guys that are really solid and kind of match up. Hey, this is Cody Depwig, and that's number 21 right there. They're kind of similar guys, and Osborne is similar to our pot cutter. And, you know, so there's a lot of two quarterbacks are both more throwers than runners. There's a lot of similarities. Both O and D lines are not, neither one of us. I think Anna has one kid over 200 pounds playing, and we have two. And I guess Cody Depwig's over 200. And we only, so there's only three, four kids over 200 pounds playing in this game. But they're all athletic, you know, on both sides, both teams. And so it makes a good, interesting matchups. The similar types of offenses and defenses. So almost a mirror image, for both teams.
I had to chuckle, Chuck, when Coach Otten was talking about the lightweight players on these two teams. Coldwater's got four or five on the offensive and defensive lines in that 230 to 245 range. Don't let him kid you. He talked about field position
did Coach Otten of Coldwater. That's going to be important for head coach Nick Marino of Anna as well, especially with the weather conditions and the wind in your face if you're moving the ball from south to north, right, like Anna will be here at the start of the game. It's 25, 30 mph or so at times.
It's, the flag is straight out. I mean, and again, the rain has stopped for now again, but that wind's going to be here all night.
Yep, yep. We'll return with starting lineups when we come back. Coldwater will kick off to Anna. Coldwater Cavaliers, Anna Rockets, D6 regional championship game tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know.
Schnippel built Marriott's and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47, the site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster, SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And the Rockets will get the football first tonight. Coldwater will kick off with the wind at the Cavaliers' backs. Here is the opening offense for the Anna Rockets, led by quarterback Alex Shappy at the helm, 6'3", 185, a senior. Here come the Coldwater Cavaliers from the locker room out onto the field. Anna Rockets across the way. A lot of orange and black down below here on the home side, the west side of Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. This is where Coldwater and its crowd are parked, green and white on the far side of the stadium. Shappy at quarterback, Zach Osborne, the feature running back. Zach, 5'10", 175, a senior. Wide receivers, Aaron Shappy, 6 feet, 175, a senior. Noah Ofterhauer, 6'3", 185, a senior. Camden Palmisano, 6 feet tall, 165, a senior. And Trevor Roberts, 5'9", 175, and a senior. Offensive line has really gelled over the course of the season. Nolan Howell at center, 5'11", 195, a senior. The guards, Jackson Billings, 6'2", 200, a junior. And Nolan Wilt, 6'1", 230, a junior. The tackles, Gage Hillenbrand, 6'1", 190, a senior. And Colton Hengsler, 6'1", 195, and a sophomore. Clay Cummins has emerged as the points after guy. He knocked home 8 in succession without a miss last week in that 56-14 win by Anna over Cincinnati Country Day. Meanwhile, Coldwater was clobbering Elmwood Place, St. Bernard. Maybe it's St. Bernard, Elmwood Place. One or the other.
Yeah, the only people it matters to is Elmwood.
Opening kickoff by Cushot of Coldwater with the wind at his back, and it's 3 yards deep in the end zone. Anna says, no, thank you. First and 10 Rockets at their own 20, and that is just what Coach Otten talked about in the pregame. We will stuff that football on the opening kick beyond the goal line and force you to begin from the 20-yard line.
Well, I mean, this is how you get field position in games like this.
Mm-hmm. Rockets come to the line of scrimmage, attired in the road, white, green numbers, white headgear, green stripe. Coldwater, black from top to bottom, jerseys and pants, orange helmets. 4 outstanding LBs behind the line of scrimmage for the Cavaliers as the QB Shappy wants to throw. He's got a receiver, middle of the gridiron, in the hands of a split end at the 37 and out. No good. It was Cummins and Ofterhauer, middle of the field.
Right through Ofterhauer's hands. It was behind him, but he catches that more often than he doesn't.
Yep, that's one you've got to tuck away.
He was open, boy.
If you do so, it's a 25-30-yard gain against the wind. Anna simply has to convert those kinds of situations in this game in order to beat Coldwater tonight. Trips to the right, single receiver to the left. Lone back is Osborne with Shappy. And Shappy throws quickly into the right flat. Oh, and it's dropped behind the line of scrimmage. Flat pass might have wound up being a 3-4 yard gain at most, but it's nothing because the second throw of the night pitched by Shappy in the receiver's mitts, and it drops to the turf.
Shappy during the season, when he is on, he is sharp. but he struggles sometimes. He throws it behind him,
yep.
And he throws it high. And high over the middle tonight is going to be a problem.
And neither one of these first two passes was close to perfect.
No.
Receivers got hands on the balls each time, but could not tuck the leather away. Chappie on third and 10 rolls right. And he fires toward the end of bench at the boundary, 34-yard line. Yes, Ofterhauer caught it, stepping toward the stripe. He's in bounds with 1 foot. Nice catch in front of the secondary man, Blockberger for Coldwater. And on third down, Anna converts. And that's a nifty 14-yard gainer, Chuck.
That was a nice play. Just a great out. And the ball was thrown before he even turned.
It was indeed. Trips to the right. Two back set. Osborne sweep to the right. He cuts it upfield. He's beyond the numbers. Far sideline. 40, 45. Cracks ahead. Got close to the 50. He's chucked out of bounds at the 48. And that's a nice romp for Osborne. Last two plays, Anna Rockets click for 28 total in the pass and the run on the previous two efforts from scrimmage. Line of scrimmage, Anna 48. Here come the Rockets. That run there by Osborne nearly matched his game total in that regular season matchup between the two teams. Flags fly, pre-snap penalty against Anna. And that hurts. Instead of first and 10, it's first and 15.
Yeah, I'm not sure if the center might have been the only one that didn't know the snap count. Everybody else moved. The ball wasn't snapped.
We've had a series of plays already, Chuck, to start this game, but two incompletions, a couple of out-of-bounds plays, four total plays by Anna, only 22 seconds off the clock.
Yeah. Incomplete passes will do that.
Uh-huh. Rockets to the line of scrimmage. Coldwater defensively has a rover, Mason Welch. He is outstanding, as is middle linebacker Cody Depweg. LB's Miles Potcotter, Sam Rissmiller, very good. Brady Layfeld, Ethan Elander are your safeties. Here's Osborne bucking on first and 15 right up the gut. He sticks his helmet forward for 4.5. Near the previous line of scrimmage from where it was first and 10 before the penalty. So it is second down and 10 for Anna from the Rockets' 48-yard line. Close to a minute gone here in the opening quarter. No score. First drive of this game. Rockets began on their own 20. And after a couple of incompletions to start, Anna has advanced the football smoothly. Chappie, offensive backfield, play action to Osborne. Chappie with a late forward shovel ahead to the 50-yard line. It is caught there by Ofterhauer, who scoots to the 45-44. Uh-oh, a late marker flies. Ineligible receiver maybe against Anna?
Yeah, probably. I mean, what a great job of finding him with the pass, but all the linemen thought it was a run.
Yeah, Chappie, the QB for Anna, faked the ball to Osborne, and then Chappie rolled out left. Coldwater was in hot pursuit. They had him corralled several yards behind the line of scrimmage. And the QB for Anna, Alex Chappie, cleverly shoveled the ball forward right between a couple of Cavaliers. Ofterhauer snared it about knee-high on the dead run, turned it into a nice gain. Now the officials begin to confer a second time. Will that ineligible receiver call stick? Maybe not. 10:50 left opening period. No score. Long conversation ensues. Don't forget, Barker Insurance has served the region since 1972. It celebrates over 50 years in business. Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. It will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more, stop by Barker or call 937-492-1857, 492-1857. Barker Insurance for all of your insurance needs. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Well, the penalty has been waved off. I was thinking maybe it could be.
They have no idea where the ball is. That's their other problem.
Ofterhauer was eventually tackled in the area of the 45-yard line of Coldwater. And that's where the ball is marked for play. Line to gain is just inside the 42. So it's third down, a shade more than three to go for Anna. 10:30 remaining opening period. Initial drive of this contest. A trio of receivers to the right, empty backfield. Chappie 5 yards behind the line, pitches it into the right flat to Osborne. He catches. Look at him bolt downfield, 45-40. He stood up at the 36. Oh, that was a quick pass in the right flat. Anna uses that time and time again, and it was blocked nicely. Osborne is very good, Chuck. Running with discipline behind the men out in front.
He was set up on the wing that time. He wasn't really in the backfield. That was a nice design play.
First and 10, Anna, Coldwater 36. Lone back, Osborne. Double receivers left and right. Short drop is Chappie. Here comes pressure. Oh, he's going to have to eat it. He wants to run. He's collared at the line of scrimmage, and down he goes. Defensive end Will Berry collapsed on him. Maybe a loss of a half a yard. Second down, close to 11 for Anna. 42-yard line of Coldwater, 9.5 to go. First quarter, no score. This is one of those early game marches we've seen Anna put on over the last couple, 3 years, Chuck. And sometimes Rockets don't convert with points. Need to here.
Yeah, they definitely do.
Chappie to throw. And it's a check down, safety valve, right flat. Osborne catches at the 38-yard line, gets a block, stays on his feet. He charges down the right sideline, inside the 30, tumbles out of bounds at about the 25. The play goes for 11 or 12. First down for Anna. Was there a marker as well, Chuck?
Face mask on Coldwater.
Anna Rockets use the quarterback, Alex Chappie, running back Zach Osborne, wide receiver Noah Ofterhauer, all seniors, repeatedly, play after play. And they have been responsible for the yards on this game opening drive. Big step off here against Coldwater. It's a personal foul. First and 10, Anna at the Cavaliers, 13, 3 minutes into this game. The winner advances on to a state semifinal at a site to be determined next Friday night against the Northwest Division VI regional champ, either Hamler, Patrick Henry, or Bluffton. Anna to the line of scrimmage. Ball marked for play, 13-yard line. Line to gain for the first down is the 3. And the official comes racing in to respot the football.
I think the wind got it. Is getting it again.
Yeah, the ball not staying put on the surface. Artificial turf here at Sydney might be a bit slippery. Wind blowing hard out of the north-northwest. Gusting 25 mph or so. Referee steps in once more. Now he gives the football a wipe down.
Says feels like in Sydney right now is 38 degrees.
Anna's got to be able to run the football down in the red zone. Imperative for the Rockets to put points on the board here at the outset. Man in motion. Chappie gives the handoff on the play to that man in motion. And the running effort generates about 4 from the 13 to the 9. And that's where Coldwater stands tall.
That was Ofterhauer.
Ofterhauer took it as he was coming from the slot on the right. Mason Welch put a shoulder into him. Close to a 4-yard gain, second down and 6 for Anna. Line to gain between the 3 and the 4. Ball marked for play at about the 9 of Coldwater. Here come the Rockets to the line of scrimmage. Nolan Howell over the ball at center. Here is Chappie. He hands the ball off on the play to Osborne. Good blocking up front. Zach kicks those legs hard to the 5. And he sticks his helmet ahead to maybe the 3.5. He's within a yard of a first down. 7:30 left, opening quarter, no score. Anna nothing, Coldwater nothing. But a serious threat being posed by the Rockets here. Third down and 2 feet to go for a first down. 4 yard line of the Cavaliers. 5 minutes played here in the opening period. A steady romp down the field by Anna's offense here in the opening minutes. Slot left, lone back alongside Chappie is Osborne. Nothing in the middle. He pops it wide, springs it toward the pylon. He's at the three, the two, the one, and over. Zach Osborne used the width of the field to punch it in. And the Anna Rockets have taken a 6-0 advantage over Coldwater.
What an impressive opening drive that was for the Rockets.
80 yards. Anna went down the field in 5 minutes and 2 seconds against the wind to begin this game.
12 plays.
Extra point try here for Clay Cummins, who didn't miss a boot last week. 8 attempts. Each was down the middle. He'll kick against the wind. Anna's problem against Coldwater in the regular season meeting was just this, the extra point, the kick, or the 2 points after. Cummins sends this one into the air between the uprights. Yes, he's got it. Clay Cummins air mails it through. Anna 7, Coldwater nothing. 6:58 to go opening quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Anna kicks off, against the wind after churning down the field 80 yards against a stiff northwest breeze here at the outset of the game. Anna now kicks against the wind from the 40. What a march by the Rockets. As Chuck noted, extremely impressive after Bryce Couchot of Coldwater drilled the opening kickoff into the end zone. And Anna's first 2 plays to start that 12-play touchdown march were incomplete forward passes.
They were, and they ran 12 plays, 80 yards. That is an impressive drive.
Mm-hmm.
With a couple of penalties to go along with it. So they had some stuff to overcome.
Righto. Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. We've gone local. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. We now offer Winter's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and Hunt Brothers Pizza. It's a bouncing kickoff down the middle of the gridiron, covered up by Coldwater at the Cavaliers 36, and the rain picks up again, blowing in from the north.
Yeah, boy.
So stop by today, see all the new items at your new community go-to store, Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. Also, take a look at your old favorites. Many of those still there, too. Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Locally owned and operated, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. Coldwater Cavaliers to the line of scrimmage. Baylen Blockberger under center. Hands off to his runner. It's the second man who gets the football. And he racks up maybe one. Anna with good penetration, knife through to spill Miles Potcutter. Very minimal advance, a couple of feet from the 32.5 to the 33.5. And look at that ball roll, Chuck.
Yeah, that's what I said. That wind's got to be blowing 30 miles an hour easy.
Yeah, I thought it was a possum out there in the middle of the field as the football was blown by the wind from the 33 to the 34 to the 35. Referee resets it at the 33. Cavaliers might have lost a foot when it was respotted right there. There's a flat pass thrown by Baylen Blockberger. Yes, it's caught at the boundary. Nice caught, nice reception on the play. by Caleb Schreyer, who had a terrific catch in the regular season in the win over Minster. Short advance of five. Anna covered it quickly. Nice play by Cummins. Here's Blockberger on third and five. He's got a hole between right tackle and guard, and he dashes through to the 40, to the 43, and he's got the first down. Landon Hewitt on the tackle for Anna is after that short pass in the left flat to Schreyer on the boundary. Coldwater came to the line of scrimmage in very hasty fashion and ran Blockberger immediately, as they do once again here. He swerves around left end, and we've got flags flying. One, two, three, maybe a face mask against Anna. 50-yard line is where the ball carrier is stacked up. It wasn't Blockberger. It was Depweg.
Yeah, they're running him back out of the motion. He's stepping over at the last second, taking a direct snap.
Yep, he was in the Wildcat, 6'2", 225, a senior. Play was advanced ahead for about seven, and the penalty marker against Anna will carry the football all the way down inside the 40, 35, to the 34-yard line of the Rockets. Coldwater sets up shop in good field position. Wind at the Cavaliers' backs. One split receiver to the right. That's Caden Obringer. Another receiver far left. That's Mason Welch. Here is a running play to the right for the Cavaliers. To the 30 goes Potcotter, and he is tripped up at that point on the field after generating four. Second down and six for Coldwater. 30-yard line of the Rockets. 5:10 to go, opening quarter. Anna leads 7-0. Rudy Kramer, 6'2", 230, a junior, over the ball at center. The guards, Trent Ebbing, 5'10", 195, a senior, and Max Koch, 5'10", 190, a junior. Big tackles, Tyler Jones at 6'5", Will Berry at 6'3". Here is Blockberger handing the ball off. It's Potcutter. He spins outside left tackle, stays on his feet, and he scrambles down to the 21-yard line. He's got the first down. There was open space created outside left tackle. Good block thrown on the play by 6'5", 240-pound senior Tyler Jones. First and 10 Cavaliers, 21 of Anna. 4:29 to go, first quarter. 7-0 Rockets, who charged down the field, 80 yards, 12 plays, in a little over 5 minutes to kick off this game. Now the Cavaliers hope to answer and make a statement. Penetration, Anna in the offensive backfield. Potcutter nearly trapped for a 1 or 2 yard loss, stays on his feet, eludes one tackler, another, and he lunges down to about the 17, maybe the 16. He produced five, second down and five for the Cavaliers.
So he got five out of that play, and it should have been a 2 yard loss, so we'll give him seven.
Potcutter, 5'11, 170, a senior. This plays excellent balance. He and Depweg at 6'2, 225, a neat combination. Right up the middle goes Coldwater on second and five, and they punch it forward. It's Depweg, who is collared at about the 12 or 13, a yard or two short of a first down. It's third down, a little over one to go for the Cavaliers. Line of scrimmage, the Anna 13. I formation look, Blockberger under center. Gives it to the first man through. He's got a big gap. Powering down to the 2, the 1, almost in for the score is Potcutter, just shy of the end zone. And Coldwater is within 3 feet, Chuck, of tying this game up. Of course, they would need the PAT after the score. Under center, Blockberger. Here is Potcutter again, right up the middle. He goes airborne a little bit, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown. Two scores here at the beginning of this game, one by each team. It wasn't Potcutter, it was Cody Depweg, as those two young men alternate in the offensive backfield for the Cavaliers, sometimes in a two-back set. They're both in, and that was Depweg, who bolted over the top of a would-be Anna tackler. He generated the touchdown to make it 7-6, Chuck.
Well, Coach Otten said before in the interview, that's who, when they get down and on the goal line, that's who they go to. And he's tough to stop.
And Bryce Cusho's extra point knots it up at 7. 2:59 left in the opening quarter. Anna 7, Coldwater 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Up, Aaron Kalp is on for Coldwater to hold the ball for Cusho, who kicks it off 8 yards deep in the end zone. Whoa, that was a boomer.
Well, it's not fair. The kid can kick it in there when the wind's not blowing 60 miles an hour behind him.
he matched the Bengals' Money Mac on that one. And Anna, again, for the second time in this contest, starts first and 10 from its own 20. A couple of scores in Division 7. First quarter action, 7-0. Columbus Grove is in the lead over its opponent. That's Division 7 Northwest Regional Championship action. Columbus Grove over Delta St. John's. As Anna runs on first and 10, and it is Shappy who faked it to Osborne, and then behind his right guard, powered to the 25-26. Second down for Anna. Good drive start for the Rockets. 2:42 left here in the first quarter. Tied at 7.
I caught Marion leading
7-0.
Minster 7-0 in the first quarter.
Yep. That's the other Division 7 regional championship matchup in this part of the state. Southwest, it's Marion Local over Minster by a touchdown. And Columbus Grove is in front of Delta St. John's by a score early. Timeout is called here. When we return, Anna's got a second and 4 from its own 26. Game all even up at 7 apiece on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
The wind and rain continue to blow from the northwest here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Anna advancing the football against the weather here in the opening quarter. Shappy on second and 4 wants to throw from his 26. Pitches laterally into the flat, caught behind the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play as the receivers cut down right at the 25 or 26 yard line. That was Ofterhauer, who gains nothing for Anna, and it's third down and close to 5. For the Rockets, 1:50 left to go, opening period. Game tied at 7. Big possession play here. Coldwater defense preps for it. Keep an eye on linebackers, Riss Miller and Potcotter and Kalp. They may be blitzing 6-7 in the box. Chappie with a drop. He's under some pressure, and he runs into a black jersey, and he's sacked way back inside the 10 at the 7-yard line. Chuck, having seen Coldwater play the last several years, I could just feel the pass rush right there on 3rd and 5, and there was nothing Chappie could do. He tried to elude a linebacker and turned right around into the face of another LB.
You're not going to be able to circle out that long in the pass rush tonight. That's going to be tough.
Now, Rockets will punt. It is Aaron Chappie back inside the 5. He'll take the long snap from center. Oh, it's a high one. He reaches up to Spirit, and he gets away a very poor punt, but it takes a nice Anna roll. It hit just about 15 yards upfield, and it trickled ahead against the wind of the 43 or 44. Cavaliers are in excellent shape for possession number 2 for the home team here tonight. Coldwater.
You don't get any style points for that kick.
But it may be a night where we see that happen often.
Well, 30 yards. I mean, further than I can kick it.
And no return. Cavaliers in business at the end of 44. Game tied at 7. Final 39 seconds, opening quarter. I formation Cavaliers. Majority of the time, Blockberger is under center. Uh-oh, he lost the snap. It's on the ground right around the 44. Rockets pointing, we've got it. Cavaliers say, we have it. Referees jump in and say, Blockberger managed to plop on the football in the nick of time for Coldwater. It's 2nd down and 10. Potcutter and Depwig are your offensive running backs. Potcutter, 5'11", 170, a senior. Depwig, 6'2", 225, and a senior. Inside receivers, Ethan Elander, 5'9", 160, a senior. And Mason Welsh, 6'2", 195, a senior. And your wideouts, Caden Obringer, 6'2", 170, a junior. And Caleb Schreier, 6 feet tall, 170, a junior. Cavaliers don't get the 2nd and 11 play off in time because the quarter closes. 7-7 tie here on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Second quarter starts, Coldwater advancing against the wind. Blockberger in the spread, keeps the football, and he barrels outside left tackle, dumped at the 41. He picked up 4, 3rd and 6 for the Cavaliers, 41-yard line of Anna. Game tied at 7, opening half minute, quarter number 2. Wind blowing, rain is coming down left to right. You can see it above Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Here's Blockberger, short drop, no one open. Oh, he scrambles. That's what he did against Anna in the regular season. He makes one man miss, another, stays on his feet to the 30. And he is caught from the side at the 28-yard line. Late marker down during the run, but Blockberger could very well be a hold or clip against the Cavaliers. Blockberger saw the opening, and he didn't look downfield for a receiver much more than a second or two. And then he danced ahead, gained the first down, Let's see what ensues.
Picked it up.
There is no penalty. Count the run for Blackburger. First and 10 Cavaliers at the 27. Blackburger was very sly in running the football all season long for Coldwater, which runs it about 70% of the time.
Well, they've thrown one pass with this wind tonight.
And you can expect two tight ends and a lot of rushes from the QB, along with Depweg and Potcutter, throughout this entire game. High formation here. Again, the ball is on the ground. Blackburger picks it up at the line of scrimmage, then pitches to a ball carrier, Potcutter. He is corralled behind the line of scrimmage, escapes trouble at the 32, and he puts his head down, and he drives hard to the 25, the 23. He avoided a 3 or 4 yard loss and turns it into a 5 yard advance.
Nice stiff arm that time. He just pushed him off.
Well done by Potcutter of Coldwater. Second down and 6 for the Cavaliers. 23-yard line of Anna. Line to gain is inside the 18. 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. We're all tied up at 7. Coldwater just a few yards outside the red zone. Receivers right and left. Here's that wildcat look again. It is Potcutter. He puts his head down. Bulldogs his way to the 21. He is stuffed at the 20, or I should say he's stuffed at the 15. The run is good for a first down. Move the chains. First and 10 Cavaliers, who are getting it done up front behind Trent Ebbing and Max Koch, the two guards, and Tyler Jones and Will Berry, the two tackles. Rudy Kramer over the ball at center. Here is a snap back to Potcutter again. Oh, he's got a big gap between left guard and tackle. There he goes. 5, and he is to the 2. And his last lunge gets him over into the end zone. Potcutter charges ahead for the touchdown for the Coldwater Cavaliers, who lead it 13-7. Coldwater's run offense and blocking up front superb here at the start. Anna led 7-0, had to punt on the Rockets' second possession, and Coldwater has scored each of the two times the Cavaliers have possessed the football. It may be one of those nights when Anna simply has to match the Cavaliers with points. Here is Bryce Couchot on the extra point try. He is an excellent kicker, and he steers that one right between the posts. It's in the middle. It's good. Coldwater 14, Anna 7, 9:37 left, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Well, Couchot, the kickoff man for Coldwater, after converting the extra point, tries a low kickoff, the ensuing boot, and he dribbles it down inside the 40-yard line. Out of bounds it goes near the 30 by rule. Anna starts first and 10 from its 35. It's the quarterback, Alex Chappie, gives on the play to Osborne. He kicks those legs and fires ahead to the 40. It's a 5-yard gain. First down run by Osborne. Keeps Anna ahead of the chains in good shape. Second down play coming up. Entire playbook available. quickly to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers far left. Here is the QB, Chappie. Raises up, looks at the far sideline. 9 minutes left here in the second quarter. Anna led 7-0. Now the Rockets are behind 14-7. Two quick touchdowns for the Cavaliers. Osborne again, and he's nabbed around the knees at the 42.
That's Will Berry. That was a heck of a tackle.
Now, Berry's an outstanding performer. 6'3", 225, and a senior. He is first team Midwest Athletic Conference on offense. In fact, Mason Welch, Owen Kunk, Berry, Miles Potcutter, and Blockberger, all five are first-teamers for the Cavaliers. And Ochterhauer and Osborne for Anna, first-team All-MAC. Big play here, third and three. Anna at the Rockets, 42. Man in motion to the right. Here's Chappie. He keeps the football. Thought about giving to Osborne. Looked like he did. Then he took it away from him. Sure. 2 or 3 yards behind the line. And then Chappie scrambled to the 45 and got the first down.
Boy, they're lucky they didn't put that one on the ground.
Exactly.
Osborne thought it was his, and he was hanging on to it.
4 minutes played here in quarter number two, 14-7 Coldwater. Anna with a first and 10 at its own 45-yard line. First team, Mac on defense, Berry, Depweg, Potcutter, and Welch for Coldwater, Ochterhauer for Anna. Tight formation. Here is the quarterback, Chappie, rolling left, then looks back, middle of the gridiron, fires a long, lofty pass down inside the 20, and a receiver can't catch up to it. Long run down the middle of the field for Anna. Ball kept floating and floating away from the Rockets' wideout. Single coverage. So it's second down and 10 for Anna from the Rockets' 45.
It was Camden Palmisano.
Right? Yep, Palmisano was racing downfield, and he simply needed to outrun the wind on that one and couldn't do it.
The wind kind of took it away from him and deep.
7:27 left in quarter number two. Second and 10 situation for Anna. And the Cavaliers creep up toward the line of scrimmage as Anna runs it outside left tackle. And it's a good scurry up ahead across the 50 to the 49-yard line. Well done by Osborne. Third and four for the Rockets. Good hole opened up. Fine blocking on that interior of the offensive line for Anna. Well done by Nolan Howell, Nolan Wilt, and Colton Hensler on that right side. Third and four, Rockets line to gain is the 45 of Coldwater. Ball marked for play at the 49. Duo receivers left and right. Here comes Coldwater's linebackers. They're blitzing. Ball is handed off on the play to Osborne, and he sidesteps one man, little jitterbug across the line of scrimmage. And he manages to creep down to about the 45-and-a-half. He is 2 feet short of a first down. Must get to just short of the 45. Ball was marked for play at close to the 46, and then it rolled to the 45. Is that a first down?
Should be. Got the first down. The ball got there.
The wind blew the ball before the Rockets could snap it. Big play here, fourth and one. Anna goes for it. Cavaliers have 6-7 up in the box on defense. Chappie's got three in the offensive backfield. Last man through is Osborne behind a couple key blocks. He puts his head down and burrows to the 41 inside it to the 39 of Coldwater. First and 10 for the Rockets. Fourth down conversion for Anna, which has accumulated 2 first downs on this drive.
That's a really good job by the right side of the offensive line that time. They just pushed them backwards.
5:40 to go here in the second quarter. Coldwater 14 and a 7. We've had 4 possessions in this game. Coldwater scored on its 2. Anna scored on 1 of its first 2. Here is the 3rd possession for the Rockets, who must convert. Chappie with a deep drop after faking the jet sweep, and he fires toward the 5-yard line, and the wind blows the football from right to left, and the Rockets receiver simply can't catch up with it. It's not going to be a night for the long pass, I don't think, Chuck.
No, so far it certainly hasn't been. He just needs to get downfield 7 or 8 yards, turn, make it an easier throw.
Second down and 10 for Anna, 39 of Coldwater. It would be a challenge, I think, for Burrow and Chase to complete 45-yarders tonight.
In this, yes.
We're near the 5-minute mark, second quarter. 7 in the box for Coldwater. Anna runs it around the left side. Great fake. Chappie dealt the ball to Osborne. He's got a block on the edge. He's at the 30, 25. Look at him rumble. Knocked out of bounds inside the 25. His knee may have touched down on the boundary right at the 25-yard line. That was a good scoot by Zach. A quick 17, 18 yards. First and 10, Anna. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Anna received the ball to start the game. Coldwater will get it to begin action in the third quarter. Slot to the right. Chappie 5 yards behind the line. Oh, he juggled it momentarily. Belatedly kept it, surging up the middle, and he's got 3.
Did a good job of making that a positive play.
Middle linebacker Cody Depweg on the stop for the Cavaliers. Second down, a little less than 8 to go for Anna. Ball marked for play at the 23 of the Cavaliers. 4:20 and counting. Second quarter action. Rockets down 7. 1, 2, 3 trips to the right for Anna. Here comes the blitz, a run blitz for the Cavaliers, and it forces a quick and errant pass by Chappie into the right flat. It's no good. Third down, 8. Anna, couple big plays upcoming. Clock stops, 4:10 to go here in the second period. 14-7 Cavaliers. Wind is blowing, rain coming down, and it's shooting across the top of the stadium here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, blowing in out of the northwest. Here is Anna to the line of scrimmage. Receiver to the left. Here is Chappie in the offensive backfield. Fakes to Osborne. I don't know what Chappie's going to do with it. And the pocket collapses. He's met behind the line. Managed to step ahead, forward progress, got him back to the 25, no gain. Fourth and 10, Anna, at the Cavaliers' 25-yard line.
Well, I think that was obviously a broken play. I think the ball was supposed to go to Osborne.
Yep.
He didn't, and he pulled it out the last second. There was no place for him to go.
Nope, it was aborted. Coldwater is doing a little better job penetrating, getting linebackers across the line of scrimmage, trying to disrupt the Rockets. Clock is running. In terms of timeouts, Anna's got a couple left. Coldwater, 3. Timeout is called. 3:23 left. First half of play. Fourth and 10, Anna at the Cavaliers, 25. 14-7, Coldwater in front on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
But the Anna Rockets are back out on the field facing a 4th and 10 line of scrimmage, 25. Rockets have the wind at their backs. I asked Coach Marino earlier this week, Chuck, how close would you have to be to try a field goal? And he said 10-yard line.
Yeah, well,
and Anna's well back beyond that at the 25, facing a 4th and 10. Here's Chappie, play action, deep drop, swings it right flat. Osborne's got it back in the 28, up to the line of scrimmage, across it. Here come 4 or 5 black shirts. Tackle made at the 24. It's a net plus 1, not nearly enough. The Rockets needed 10 or 9 short, and Coldwater takes over with 3:13 to go here in the second quarter, leading 14-7. Big sequence of plays upcoming. Coldwater with the last possession, it would seem, here in the first half, and then the first possession to start the third quarter following an Anna kickoff. Critical stage of this game for the Rockets, who are down 14-7. Blockberger back on the field at quarterback, 6'4", senior QB for the Cavaliers, has Potcotter and Depwig behind him. Here's a pitch to the left to Potcotter. He picks his way to the 28-29, surges to the 30. He's got 6, second down and 4. Clock runs, 2:56, 2:55 to go here in the second. 14-7 Cavaliers. Now it is Coldwater running from the Wildcat. It's a run around the left end by Potcutter. He's got a little bit of a crease, gets to the 35, hops over it to the 36, and that's enough for a first down. This running game for Coldwater, Chuck, keeping Anna off balance, even though the Rockets know it's run, run, run virtually every play.
Well, and the problem is they hit him behind the line of scrimmage, but you're not going to bring one guy is not bringing him down. I've seen that already.
Yep. I formation here, Blockberger under center. Ball marked for play at the 36. Anna showing blitz, and that play is stuffed. Potcutter took the handoff. He was belted right at the 36-yard line. Standout defensive play by Nolan Wilt of Anna. 2:30 to go here in the second quarter. 14-7, Rockets trail the Cavaliers. Coldwater ball, line to gain, is up over the 46. Cavaliers have a receiver flanked right. I formation for Blockberger. Toss sweep to the left to Potcutter. Good penetration by Anna, which swarms him for a tackle behind the line at the 34-35. 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. It is 14-7 in favor of the Cavaliers, who take a timeout, confronting a 3rd and 11. Up the 7 is Coldwater, late second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side, from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago, when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
On 3rd and 15, the Coldwater Cavaliers. Baylen Blockberger sprints out to the right, avoids a tackle behind the line of scrimmage, hits Welch over the middle for 15. Big third down play, and then the Cavaliers come up to the line of scrimmage in a jiffy and convert about a 25-yarder around the left end, Chuck. Coldwater's offense striking for about 40 yards in two plays in a matter of a half minute.
Yeah, that was a nice run that time. That was Welch, and boy, he got hit and just pulled away from him.
Mason Welch was caught a few yards downfield after getting the short lob from Blockberger. And then Welch got up ahead of steam. Line of scrimmage 27 of Anna. A minute 36 to go here in the second quarter. Blockberger hands off in the offensive backfield. It's pot cutter. And he churns those legs at the 23, 21, 20. Spilled right there. He garners 8. Second down and 2 for Coldwater, which has 80 seconds left here in the second quarter. Coldwater gets the football to start the second half. Big series of plays here for Anna's defense. Here is the snap back on the play to Blockberger. Oh, he's got a hole around right tackle. He heads toward the sideline. He's on the edge. 10-5. Blockberger is over. Touchdown, Cavaliers, who lead it 20-7.
Boy, he did a jump cut there, and he was gone.
He is the shortstop of the baseball team, point guard of the basketball team. He is shifty. He's got wheels, outstanding instincts, and he displayed it all right there in that play. Three straight possessions for the Cavaliers with touchdowns being produced. And after Anna charged on top 7-0, Coldwater's got the lead 20-7. Extra point try by Bryce Couchot. It is on its way, and it is center cut right down Main Street. A minute 2 left, first half. 3 touchdowns, 3 possessions for the Cavaliers after Anna jumped on top 7-0. 21-7 Coldwater, late second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
A couple of scores for you, in fact, 3. Marion Local 7, Minster nothing, halftime in a Division 7 playoff game. Also in D7, Columbus Grove leads Delphic St. John's 7-0 at the halftime break. And in Division 6 action, it's Bluffton 10, Patrick Henry 7 after 2 quarters of play. D6 contest up at Findlay. Kickoff returned by Anna from the Rockets 25 over the 30 to the 32. Anna's got 56 seconds and a timeout with which to work. In fact, 2 of them available. Final stage, second quarter. Coldwater's run game not being stopped tonight. Anna Rockets simply has not been able to slow it down. Coldwater has been very good on third down in this contest. Here is a flat pass to Paul Masano at the 32. Stays on his feet, bounced out of bounds over the 35 at the 37. Pickup of 4 on the play. Second down and 6 for Anna. Clock stops, 48 seconds to go here in the second quarter. 21-7 lead, Cavaliers. Anna with a receiver left, a couple flanked 3 and 6 yards to the right. Osborne to the left of Shappy. Short drop. Here comes pressure. He steps up to avoid it. Oh, he's caught from behind. Lost the football. Anna's Johnny on the spot to make the recovery back at the 34. Third down upcoming and 9. Good hit on the play by Barry of the Cavaliers. Final half minute to go here in the second quarter. And the Anna Rockets, Chuck, might be wise to simply get to the locker room.
Yeah.
Down 14. Coldwater will get the ball to start the third quarter. Neither club stops the clock. Final 10 seconds of the second period. Shappy on 3rd and 9 throws a sideline pass. It looked like the coverage was a little premature, maybe overly tight. Pass interference could have been called at the 45, but it's ruled a clean bust-up in the secondary by Kaup of Coldwater. Ofterhauer, the intended receiver, ball fell to the ground. Would have been a first down had Anna made the connection. 7 seconds to go. Anna's got to punt the football.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd punt it. I might just catch it and run around for the last 7 seconds. And Coldwater's got no one deep to receive this punt. And it is maybe partially blocked. It's a silo kick straight up in the air for Anna. And the ball lands at the 50-yard line and bounces as time expires. Half is in the books. Coldwater 21, Anna 7 after two quarters in this Division 6 regional championship game, Southwest Ohio, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Hello, once again, welcome back to Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Rain not blowing in from the northwest quite as hard as it was earlier, but the weather is still very inclement. There is moisture in the air, wind howling, 25 mph out of the northwest. Hasn't affected Coldwater's ground game. Cavaliers lead Anna to the tune of 21-7 after two quarters of play in this Division 6 Southwest Region Championship game here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. A proud sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers the same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business that began in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, energy for today and tomorrow. A proud sponsor here on Scores Broadcast, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children, too. Styling for 40 years now at Cutaway. We will style, you will smile. Beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist, Deb Gubo. Stylists are Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Handicapped, accessible, open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40-year styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style, and we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Halftime here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Pleased to be on the air during this segment. Thanks to Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie and Schnipple Construction in Botkins. The theme of this game, as we thought it might be, Chuck, Coldwater on the ground.
Yeah, they're running the ball incredibly well. They have 133 yards on the ground and 22 carries. He's thrown three passes, completed all three for 39. 172 total yards and nine first downs. Did not turn the ball over in the first half. Anna rushed it 18 times for 63. He's 7 of 13 for 45 yards, 108 total yards. That 108 total yards, they got 80 of them on the first drive. They've had 28 yards since. They need to find some offense in the second half. They had six first downs and did not turn the ball over. Both teams handled the ball pretty well, as bad as this weather is tonight.
Yes, yep, sure have. As Chuck noted, Anna took the ball to start the game, went 80 to score, took the Rockets 12 plays. After the first two plays resulted in incompletions, Anna went up 7-0. And then Coldwater, three straight trips down the field, three touchdowns to lead 21-7. Our halftime summary brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
And this is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Tonight here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. It's Coldwater 21-7 at the half. Coldwater Cavaliers 12-1 coming in, and a 10-3. Coldwater won the regular season game 34-18. Anna jumped on top here tonight, 7-0. 80 yards and 12 plays. A big march to start out the contest. Extra point kick good. But then Coldwater got its running game in high gear. And the Cavaliers, three straight possessions, 7-7-7, 21 points. And that's our halftime score, 21-7. Coldwater in the lead over Anna, and the Coldwater Cavaliers will get the ball to start the second half. Very crucial defensive possession coming up for Anna, which must get a stop and force Coldwater's offense off the field without scoring points here at the outset of the third quarter. Wind still blowing. Not nearly as much moisture in the game, Chuck McBee. I remember 2 years ago here, Fort Loramie, New Bremen, in a playoff game. We had a snow squall.
You couldn't see the field most of the night.
No, it was snow blowing through, and we were blinded. You're right. And that was the night that Fort Loramie wanted to throw, simply couldn't. New Bremen enjoyed running in that slush, and New Bremen won that game. Coldwater loves running the football. Good, strong offensive line, which overpowered Anna throughout that second quarter for sure to lead 21-7 here at the halftime break. Say, managing your money doesn't have to be complex. You see, Osgood Bank has checking accounts to fit your lifestyle and also offers loans at great rates, not to mention all the benefits you'd expect of larger banks. It's all wrapped up by a hometown bank with outstanding service delivered by a team you trust. You can visit osgoodbank.com and learn more about how we can help you do well and be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Hey, you can help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life at Osgood. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Again, that's Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. Second half kickoff around the corner in about 4 or 5 minutes. We'll return with more from here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, 21-7 Coldwater over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg.
With remote access through computers to Reese Meyring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyring & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyring.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
We are 2 minutes away from the start of our second half here on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna trails Coldwater by a score of 21-7. That last Cavaliers touchdown came on a 19-yard run by Baylen Blockberger. It was a dandy. He cut to the right and then sprinted to the far side of the field using a couple blocks. Beautifully ran to open space and zipped in for the score to make it a two-touchdown difference in favor of Coldwater. We understand that Marion Local is in front of Minster 7-0. Third quarter about to commence in that game. That's a Division 7 Southwest Regional Championship contest. In the Northwest region in D7, it's a 10-7 halftime score. In Division 7, it's Columbus Grove 7, Delta St. John nothing at the break. In D6, it's 10-7 as Bluffton leads Hamler Patrick Henry. Here it is 21-7 Coldwater in the lead over Anna. We've got the second half kickoff in a minute on scoresbroadcast.com.
Spencer, take a look at the season as a whole. Wound up 6-6.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Anna Rockets kick off with the wind to start the third quarter of this game. The wind at the backs of the white-jerseyed Anna team. Coldwater Cavaliers to our right, receiving the second-half kickoff in the lead by a count of 21-7. And it's a low-line drive sidewinder kick. It is caught by Coldwater at the 7. Fine return between the numbers. Hash mark near sideline. Brought from the 7 back out to the 33 or 34-yard line. Well done by Ethan Elander. He wears number 7 on his back. 5'9", 160, a senior. Plays receiver on offense, and he can scoot. He had some good blocking. Used the wedge neatly. And he dashed from the 7 to the 33 is where it's marked for play officially. 26-yard bring back by Elander, first and 10 Cavaliers. Blockberger under center. Potcotter is fed the football on the first play from scrimmage, and he's stalemated right at the point of attack. Picked up 1, and that is it. It is 2nd down and 9. Nolan Howell in there on the tackle for the Rockets. Opening 30 seconds of the third quarter. Anna trailing 21-7. Imperative, Chuck. Anna gets a defensive stop and forces Coldwater's offense to the sideline here to start the third quarter.
Yeah, 28-7, that's going to be a little tough to come back.
Right. Here's Blockberger. Oh, play action. Deep drop, 10 yards behind the line. He's going to run. He's at the line of scrimmage, breaks a tackle, makes another man miss, makes another man miss. He's got the first down. My goodness gracious. He tap danced for about 13 yards on the play up to the 46. Blockberger showing some Brogan Steffi moves.
Well, Wilt had a hold of him, and he doesn't miss many tackles, but he got away from him.
Out of the Wildcat, it's Potcotter. Look at him go. He bores a hole through the left side of the right side of the Anna offensive line, left side of the front for Coldwater, and he surges for 9. Good, strong run by Potcotter on 1st and 10. From the 46 of the Cavaliers. Ball marked for play now at the Anna 45. Minute and a half gone here in the third. Offensive line for this Coldwater team is mighty strong. Very good indeed. Ebbing and Koch are the guards. Jones and Berry the tackles. Kramer at center. And here is a 5-yard chug up the middle by the Cavaliers for 1st and 10 to the Anna 41.
Boy, they're coming out of the Wildcat just as often as they're going to the quarterback in the backfield.
Yep, couple tight ends. Wildcat featuring Potcutter. He had over 600 yards during the regular season. Went for 90 in the second half in the Coldwater win over Minster 24-21 at Minster in a game we covered on Scores Broadcast. Here's the snap back to Blockberger in the spread. He skips to the left, gets between a couple of tacklers, and knifes to about the 37 as he generates 4, 2nd down and 6. And look at that rain blowing sideways from north to south, right down through the heart of Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field.
I may spend the night here.
9:20 left here in the third quarter. Potcutter from the Wildcat gets ahead of steam, and he barges through the right side of the line to the 35, the 30, upended at the 28-yard line. Coldwater Cavaliers carving out chunks in that Anna defensive front right now, paving the way for Blockberger and Potcutter. That's a mouthful. Balin Blockberger and Miles Potcutter. 21-7 Cavaliers. Ball marked for play at the 29 of Anna. First and 10. Traditional I formation here with Blockberger under center. And we've got slight movement by the Coldwater offensive front. And that'll cost the Cavaliers 5 yards. Again, a tight contest at Wapakoneta. Third quarter score, 7-0. Marion Local over Minster. Up at Lima, Columbus Grove, 7-0 over Delta St. John's in the third. In D6 action, up at Finley, 7-0, or I should say 10-7. Bluffton over Hamler Patrick Henry. That's third quarter action there. First and 15, Blockberger deals on the play to Potcutter. Boy, that Coldwater offensive line is pushing Anna back as the runner didn't meet resistance until he got 6 yards downfield. He was stopped at the 29 of Anna, where it is second down and 9 yards to go for a first down after an advance of six. Premature movement by the left side of the Coldwater line. And that will cost the Cavaliers 5.
Well, they're trying to go fast, but that's twice now that they have been on the same page.
Yep, that was Caden Obringer, a receiver who jumped prematurely. You're right, Chuck. Sometimes you can get a little fast for your own good. Haste can make waste. A couple penalties here against the Cavaliers in the last few plays. 4 minutes played here in the third quarter. Coldwater 21 and a 7. Ball now spotted for play at the Anna 34. Second down and 15 Cavaliers. Blockberger in the spread, fakes the handoff, keeps, rolls out to the right, wants to throw. He does on the run. He's got a receiver sprinting parallel to him at the 22, and he hot-foots it out of bounds inside the 20, close to the first down chain. You can advance him. First and 10 Cavaliers.
4 for 4 throwing the football tonight.
Nicely done by Blockberger, who is so efficient with everything he does. Elander, nice run and catch, first and 10, 19-yard line of Anna. Here is a run by Potcutter. Oh, he jumps over a rocket, makes a man miss. Look at him go, charging down inside the 10, the 5, touchdown, Coldwater, 19 yards away. I believe it was Miles Potcutter for Coldwater. Two 19-yard touchdown runs in a row by the Cavaliers, one by the QB Blockberger, and we believe that was 25 Potcutter, and it's 27-7 as Coldwater now has ripped off touchdowns on four straight possessions. Anna simply can't slow down this run game of the Cavaliers. We remarked in our pregame that might be the theme tonight. In this weather, the Cavaliers would try to give Anna a punch in the mouth at the line of scrimmage. And the Cavaliers have been successful in doing so. 28-7 after the PAT by Cushot. 7:35 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters. and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883 and ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Up against the wind, the kickoff by Cushot of Coldwater went straight up in the air. It was caught by Ofterhauer of Anna at the 29, caught it over his shoulder. Good play by him. Rockets run it. Osborne to the right, around the end. Collard decked at the 33. Second down and six coming up for Anna with 7:19 to go in the third quarter. And the Coldwater Cavaliers out in front by three touchdowns, 28-7.
Well, they control the ball. They go down. They score. It's Anna's first play of the third quarter, and there's 7 minutes to go.
Four possessions by the Cavaliers in this game. Four very productive drives, 28 points. Anna's got a receiver far left. Full house backfield. Snap to Chappie, handoff Osborne, and he struggles to find an open hole in the middle. Stays on his feet. Forward progress, a shove, and a push out to about the 37. And it's going to be third down, about 2.5 to go for Anna. Line to gain is the 39-plus. Nearly 6 minutes gone here in the third. 28-7, Coldwater in the lead over Anna. Here come the Rockets to the line of scrimmage. Lone receiver to the left. Chappie with three backs alongside. Uh-oh, here's a mistake of the handoff. Ball pops in the air, and the Cavaliers have the recovery at the 31-yard line. Miscommunication by Anna, and it costs them.
But the same thing. He leaves the ball in Osborne's stomach too long. He's got to make a decision quicker. And that almost happened two or three times earlier, and now they finally put it on the ground.
6:10 to go in the third. Cavaliers 28, Rockets 7. Big miscue right there. And Coldwater's got a chance now to advance a short field and punch it in to go up before touchdowns. I formation for Blockberger. Two tight ends. That's been a similar look all night long. Here's a toss sweep in the offensive backfield of Potcutter. Makes a man miss. Stays on his feet. He swerves to the right beyond the numbers, far sideline. And he reels his way to the 20, the 15. He is nipped from behind at about the 10-yard line of Anna. The play goes for 25. It started slowly, but it was blocked well. But Coldwater, Anna not pursuing on defense right now. This Cavaliers run game has been awesome. 5:40 left to go here in the third. 28-7 in favor of Coldwater. Cavaliers have Blockberger under center, I formation. Run game for the Cavaliers has been varied. A lot of wildcats, some I, Blockberger under center. One back alongside. A few times empty backfield. Here's a run to the left for two by the Cavaliers to the 8-yard line of Anna. Second down and goal to go. Braxton Taylor on that last run for the Cavaliers. We near the 5-minute mark in the third. 28-7. Coldwater in the lead. Anna needs a takeaway at this point. Cannot afford to go down before scores. Wide receiver right, Blockberger under center. Anna with seven in the box. Hand off right tackle, no gain. Potcutter stuffed. Might have picked up a couple feet, no more than that. Third and goal, Cavaliers from the 8. Coldwater is against the wind, although they do have an expert field goal kicker in Bryce Cushot, 6-for-6 on the year. Line of scrimmage is the 8 in between the hash marks. Cavaliers have 12 seconds in the play clock to the line of scrimmage. Coldwater, again out of the eye. Receivers right and left. Blackburger fakes the handoff deep in the offensive backfield, rolls right. He's got space, looks back middle of the field, 8 yards deep in the end zone. Open receiver got it for the score. It was Depweg who slipped out of the backfield deep into the end zone, caught it, available, no one around. Touchdown, Cavaliers, who convert on third and goal from the 8.
He could have ran it in.
Yep.
Chose to get a touchdown pass. That's how open that play was.
34-7 Cavaliers. On for the PAT try is Cushot. And now one more score away, Chuck, from this game becoming a running clock situation. The PAT try here by Cushot is good, and the spread is 28. 35-7 Cavaliers, 4:06 to go third quarter. It's all Coldwater on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, we've got a fourth quarter score for you. Marion Local 7, Minster nothing in the fourth at Wapakoneta in a Division 7 regional championship game. 7-0 Marion Local over Minster. Here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, it's 35-7 Coldwater, kickoff by the Cavaliers. Anna will have it first and 10 in the vicinity of the 22 or 23-yard line. First down for the Rockets. 4:04 to go here in the third quarter of this game. Anna Rockets will come up to the line of scrimmage right at the 22. Bluffton 10, Hamler Patrick Henry 7, third quarter score, D6 regional championship game. As we watch the scoreboard here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, Columbus Grove has gone up now 14-0 over Delta St. John's. Here is a long pass down the field by Shappy on the first play from scrimmage. This possession, and against, or I should say with the wind, the ball sails away from the receiver toward the sideline, and Mason Welch for Coldwater sails to the far boundary, makes a beautiful interception as the ball hung up, didn't get to the Anna receiver. Was Welch in the field of play when he picked it off? Yes, he was. And Coldwater takes over at the Anna 49. Not a night to throw the football way up into the stratosphere.
No, but if you're down 28 points, you don't have a whole lot of choice right now.
Nope. 3:58 remaining here in the third. And the lead for Coldwater is 35-7. This game, one more score from becoming a running clock affair. Eye formation, Blockberger fakes to Depweg, gives to Potcutter, right up the gut. He bowls his way to the 45 of Anna, stays on his feet, trudges to the 32. He garnered 7, second down and 3, Cavaliers. Again, it's 14-0 Columbus Grove over Delta St. John's in the third. Marion Local now has gone ahead of Minster 14-0 in the fourth. Minster couldn't score against the Flyers in the regular season game despite having all that offense. Marion Local's defense is just so rugged. Run play to the left. It's Potcutter around the end. He's got blockers in front. He's at the 40, and he drives hard to the 37 of Anna. Picks up 6 more. First and 10 for the Cavaliers. Coming up to make the hit for Anna on that last play was Jack Edwards. First down, Cavaliers, 37 of Anna. A lot of seniors on the field for both teams. Anna with about five more young men who go both ways than Coldwater. Cavaliers flank a receiver 15 yards to the right. Blockberger under center. Gives it straight ahead to Depweg between right guard and tackle. Backpedals to about the 33. He produces four. Second down and six for the Cavaliers, who are running the clock right now. 2:36 to go in the third period. Coldwater 35 and a 7. Rockets scored on the game's first possession. 80 yards, 12 plays. Splendid drive. And it went up 7-0. Since then, Chuck, five possessions, Cavaliers, five touchdowns.
Yeah, they've been terrific on offense. Just the machine.
Here's Blockberger, two tights. He's under center. Depweg gets the nod. Left guard. He stays on his feet, and he goes down to his knees at about the 28 or 29 of Anna, a yard or two shy of the first down post. Third and one for Coldwater, 28 officially. Line to gain the 27. Final 140 of the third quarter. 35-7 Coldwater, which flanks a receiver far right. That's Brady Layfeld. Elander to the right. Here is the snap back to Blockberger. Blockberger surveys the situation and then decides to run it to the left and pushes forward to the 26. He's got the first down with a couple yards to spare.
16 first downs now for Coldwater.
How many throws has Blockberger made in this game? Less than five.
He's five for five for 58, 66 yards. Well, and a touchdown.
In the game we covered during the regular season, he was 13 for 17 against Minster. Very efficient. Minute to go, third quarter, first and 10, Cavaliers, 25 and a half of Anna. Here's the Wildcat. Pot cutter gets a high snap, puts his head down and barges to the 25, gets to the 22. He is shoved down right there by Anna defensively. Tackle made by Aaron Chappie. Final 40 seconds of the third. 35-7 Cavaliers. Second down and six. 22-yard line of Anna. Line to gain is down inside the 17 at about the 16.5. Receiver far right. Lining up late to the right is Olinger, and the Cavaliers avoid a five-yard penalty and take a timeout. 16 ticks on the clock in the third. 35-7 Coldwater over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com. One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
15 seconds to go, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com. Marion Local with a second and six. It's Pot Cutter from the Wildcat formation, and he knifes his way between right guard and tackle, slithers down inside the 18 to the 17 of Anna. Third and one for the Cavaliers as the third quarter concludes. 35-7 Coldwater over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, V-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
And welcome back here to Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, 35-7 Coldwater in the lead over Anna. Third down, a yard to go for the Cavaliers. 17-yard line of Anna. Here is Blockberger optioning right, gives it on the play to Potcutter around the right end on the edge of the Anna defense at the 10. The 7 spilled out of bounds at the 5. Good play, Palmisano, to keep Coldwater from scoring. Goal to go, Cavaliers, 5-yard line. Opening 15 seconds, third quarter of this game. Or I should say fourth quarter of this game.
148 yards in the third quarter for Coldwater, 8 for Anna.
And Anna's gotten only 30 yards total since that game opening drive of 80. Here is Potcutter getting the ball in the Wildcat formation back at the 7. He's upset at the 5. No gain on the play for the Cavaliers. Knifing through Wilt. Good tackle for Anna. Goal to go. Coldwater, second down. Ball marked for play at the 4.5. A minute gone here in the fourth. Cavaliers to the line of scrimmage. Split receiver wide left. Here is Blockberger in the spread formation. Takes the snap at the 9. Oh, behind his right guard. He turns down to about the 2. Got to the 1. Holding penalty is going to be assessed against the Cavaliers.
Not many flags tonight.
No, I like that.
Yeah, me too. And the umpire, he probably hadn't done anything all night. He felt like getting on TV.
Blockberger tried to scramble his way into the end zone, got close, but a penalty brings it back to the 14. Second down all over again for the Cavaliers. A minute 16 played here in the fourth. 35-7. Anna trailing the Cavaliers. Anna scored first in this game. 5 straight possessions, Coldwater, resulting in touchdowns. And here's the 6th. And Coldwater's in the red zone. Second down, and it is a goal-to-go situation. Snap back in the shotgun. It is Blockberger. Ball on the ground. Picks it up. Throws it away into the right flat. Out of bounds. He was a good few yards wide of the tackle box and delivered that ball to the end of the Cavaliers bench. 3rd and 14.
Smart senior player right there.
Mm-hmm. It's a goal-to-go situation for the Cavaliers. Ball mark for play just inside the 15-yard line. 10:18 to go in the fourth. Clock stopped. Receiver wide left for the Cavaliers. One near side of the right. Elander and Obringer are flanked. Here is Blockberger going to run around the left side. No, it is Depwig carrying the ball. He puts his head down, and he bullies his way inside the 10, close to the 6. Fourth down coming up, goal to go for the Cavaliers, who might try a field goal. Cushot, the kicker, 6-for-6 on the year. A converted field goal here would stretch the advantage to 31 and would trigger a continuous clock. Ball will be held at the 13. Cushot on the angle. powers this one toward the uprights. Oh, he mashed it about 40 yards in the air or more, and it's right in the middle. Tough angle left to right, but he kicked it through. He's now 7-for-7 on the year in field goals, and it's a running clock game, 38-7, Coldwater over Anna. 9.5 to go in the fourth on scorersbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to cleanup, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkin. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Well, Bryce Couchot, who just converted a field goal for Coldwater, kicks off through the end zone with the wind at his back. Anna now faces the wind and a continuous clock as the Rockets trail, but 38-7. Under 9 to play here in the fourth quarter. Coldwater, 6 possessions in a row, 5 touchdowns, a field goal. Anna simply could not slow down the run game of the Cavaliers. Did keep Coldwater from getting it into the end zone in the Cavaliers' last possession. Roll-to-go situation, Coldwater forced to kick for 3. And the running clock is in play. The deficit for Anna is 31. Rockets with a power run up the middle on 1st and 10, 2nd down and 7, Anna at the 23-yard line.
That was the fourth play that Anna has run in the second half.
It's been one of those nights. The Coldwater run game has hogged the football. Anna with a couple of big turnovers in there. Here is Anna Shappy at quarterback, dealing on the play to Osborne, outside right tackle. He's got open space, stays on his feet behind the numbers, heading into the far boundary, out of bounds up near midfield. Good run by Osborne as he romped on the play for close to 20. 7:40 remaining in the fourth, 38-7 Coldwater over Anna, and the 38 total is 4 more than Coldwater registered against Anna in the regular season. Here is an incomplete forward pass. What was the play, Chuck?
Bad snap. He rolled it back to him.
Poor hike, resulting in a 6-yard loss for Anna. 2nd down and 16 for the Rockets at their own 42. Rockets have had a few miscues. One wildly thrown high forward pass resulting in the interception.
They had a fumble also, and Coldwater has converted every time they've had the football tonight.
Yep, a sloppy exchange in the offensive backfield by Anna resulted in a fumble recovery by Coldwater. Oh, here's a handoff on the play to Osborne in the offensive backfield for Anna. Look at him, burst through, hash mark far side. He's got blockers. He won't be stopped. He'll outrun the Coldwater Cavalier secondary all the way to the end zone for a touchdown. How many yards on that play, Chuck?
58.
Great run by Osborne. Opening developed, and Zach charged right through it, and he was clicking those heels. He marched all the way to pay dirt to make it 38-13, and the running clock comes to a stop. Extra point try here by Cummins. Clay was a perfect 8-for-8 last week against Cincinnati Country Day. Converted kick here would make it a 38-14 game. And he punches it toward the uprights, and he's got it. 6:41 left in the contest. 38-14, Coldwater over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Here is a score update for you. Marion Local 21, Minster nothing, fourth quarter at Wapakoneta. And Bluffton is thumping Hamler Patrick Henry 24-7 in the fourth. Still 10-7, I believe, Columbus Grove over, my mistake, it was Columbus Grove 7, Delphi St. John nothing.
I think it's 14
zip Grove over St. John late in the third, maybe early fourth. That is a D7 regional championship game in the Northwest region.
There it is.
And as we noted, Marion Local now has scored again 2 fourth-quarter touchdowns for Marion Local, which leads Minster 21-0 in the fourth. Here, it's 38-14, Coldwater over Anna. Cavaliers with a 1st-and-10 from their own 44-yard line. And Ofterhauer for Anna stuffs the ball carrier for a -1.
Man, he was there right when he handed the ball off.
Coldwater substituted very freely on defense, during Anna's last possession. Blockberger still at the helm on offense for the Cavaliers here. Receiver flanked right, eye formation look. Blockberger under center on 2nd and 11, half the fourth quarter gone. 6 to play, 38-14, toss sweep to the right, pot cutter around the end. Oh, he's got an avenue, look at him go, near sideline, out racing Rockets at the 20, 15, 10, 5. Is he caught at the half-yard line? Maybe so. Almost a touchdown romp. What a run by Braxton Taylor toward the end zone. I said pot cutter. I think it was Braxton Taylor. Woo, can he fly?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I had a 55-yard run right there, and it was a shoestring tackle that kept him from getting in the end zone.
I'm not sure who that was, Chuck, for the Rockets, who made that touchdown-saving tackle, but what an effort given the situation down to 24.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're still playing hard. That's what you like about it.
Blockberger under center. He's going to keep behind to center Kramer. He's at the goal line and is in. Touchdown, Coldwater, 44-14. Running clock back in order. 5:16 left here in the fourth. Coldwater Cavaliers, unbelievable offensive powerhouse here tonight. What a juggernaut against Anna.
They've got to be embarrassed. They had to kick a field goal on the one drive.
Yeah, 5 possessions in a row, resulting in touchdowns, and then a possession with a field goal, and now one more possession, and it results in 6. Extra point try here by Cushot for the Coldwater Cavaliers, who are in front 44-14. 21-7 now. Marion Local over Minster, which is scored late in the fourth. Extra point try. Cushot is high and long, and it is a special kick. It's good. 45-14, Coldwater over Anna. 4 minutes plus to go in the fourth. on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Oh, what a weapon. Another kickoff by Cushot through the end zone. Anna starts first and 10 from its own 20. Continuous clock will kick off here momentarily. 45-14 Coldwater in the lead. Fourth quarter score midway through the fourth. Marion Local 21, Minster 7. Bluffton 24 and Hamler Patrick Henry 7 in D6 regional championship action up north. Columbus Grove 14, Delphi St. John nothing. That's a D7 regional championship game at Lima. That game early in the fourth. Anna to the line of scrimmage on first and 10 from the 20. It's Osborne. He's been the heavy-duty man tonight, like all season long, for Anna. And he got about 5 on 1st and 10. 5-yard gain out to the 25-yard line. Anna simply could not match. Touchdown romps down the field by Coldwater. Coldwater's defense began to stiffen after Anna's first TD march to open the game. 80 yards, 12 plays. Since then, Coldwater's defense and rugged ground game and offense have handled the Rockets pretty easily. Here is Osborne up the middle. He's got a gaping hole. Stays on his feet. 30, 35, 38 of Coldwater, which has substituted freely on defense here as we near the 3-minute mark in the fourth quarter. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website for our upcoming schedule of games. We'll be turning the page here to basketball in the coming couple weeks. As in the Shelby County Athletic League, two favorite programs on the girls' side, Chuck, Fort Loramie, defending state champs, and Rushi on the boys' side, which made it to the state semifinals last year for the second straight season. Here is a sweep to the right by Chappie. Wanted to throw, stayed on his feet. Out of bounds at the 36. Loss of a couple on the play. Second down and 12 for Anna. 36-yard line in the Rockets' end. With 2:16 to go here in the fourth quarter. 45-14 in favor of the Coldwater Cavaliers. 1-2-3 receivers wide left for Chappie. We'll run down Anna's seniors for you in a moment, and they are a number of key players. Oh, what a cutback move by Osborne at the point of attack. He goes to the far side, beyond the hash, beyond the numbers, and he breaks a tackle at the 35. He might take it to the house, and he will. Second long touchdown run by Osborne here in the fourth quarter of this game. One thing about Anna tonight, Chuck, no quit in the Rockets.
That's 121 yards he's got on two touchdown runs here in the fourth quarter. So.
1:45 to go in the fourth, 45-20 in favor of Coldwater. Extra point coming here, but Cummins. Is that
good? This is a good coaching point, too, for Coach Otten. He'll go into show the film and talk about, this is why the other guys are playing ahead of you.
Oh, yeah, good coaches have a way. to get that message across. Extra point try, but Cummins is on the mark. And it's 45-21 Coldwater over Anna with a minute 45 to go. Fourth quarter on scorersbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
A minute 45 to go here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Coldwater 45, Anna 21. It has been a productive fourth quarter of this game. And what, three touchdowns, a field goal tallied, maybe four touchdowns and a field goal with the two teams here in the fourth. Kickoff by Anna is fielded at the 27 down right there by Coldwater. Anna Rockets with a number of outstanding seniors, Kale Wildermuth, Keith Homan, Aaron Chappie, Alex Chappie, stalwarts on this club, as has been Camden Palmisano, Clay Cummins too, Alex Broker for the Anna Rockets, a senior, Carson Plyman, a 12th grader, Zach Osborne, 5'10", 175, running back, fine defender. He is a senior too. Trevor Roberts, a senior, Jack Edwards graduates, Nolan Howell, a senior on this football team, Gage Hillenbrand, a senior. That's the group of 12th graders who will leave this Anna football program. They'll graduate in the spring. We salute them. Congratulations. Outstanding campaign here in 2024 as the Anna Rockets conclude the regular season and playoffs with a mark of 10-4. Coldwater with a second down and 10 upcoming. A minute 20 left to go in the fourth. Line of scrimmage, Coldwater 27, as the Cavaliers milk the play clock. Understand it's gone final. Marion Local 21, Minster 7 at Wapakoneta, as Minster gets a late fourth quarter touchdown to make it a 14-point difference at the end. And Knopf, the fine quarterback for Marion Local, as I understand, did not play. Has got perhaps a stress fracture in the shin. 46 seconds to go. Coldwater will take a knee at the 26 or 27 yard line. Updating scores once again. Kirtland in D6 action, a club that Coldwater could meet down the road. Kirtland walloping Dalton tonight. That's a blowout. As we check the scoreboard, Hamler Patrick Henry being routed by Bluffton. And as we noted for you, looks like that's a final. Yep. Marion Local 21 and Minster 7. And this game here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, is also in the books. The Coldwater Cavaliers defeat the Anna Rockets by a final tally of 45-21 as Coldwater advances on to 13-1 on the season. Anna closes out the campaign 10-4, losing four games to three MAC opponents, twice to Coldwater, once to Minster, once to Marion Local. And it looks like the Coldwater foe in a state semifinal is going to be Bluffton in Division 6, which routed Hamler Patrick Henry tonight. Congrats to our Anna seniors. Kudos to them. 45-21 Coldwater will return here at Sydney in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at High Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at High Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hello, once again, welcome back to Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Coldwater Cavaliers just presented the Division 6 Regional Championship Hardware and the Rockets Regional Runner-Ups, losing to Coldwater by a score of 45-21. Coldwater's next opponent, Bluffton, in a state semifinal game next Friday night, kickoff at 7. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website. We will update you on our upcoming schedule of games as we will turn the page to basketball for you on Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Chuck, a brief highlight or two of stats. Coldwater scored on, I think,
every possession.
Every single possession until the last one, which doesn't count.
Right. Took a knee and they weren't running anything. But they ended up with 395 total yards, 329 on the ground, 17 first downs. Anna's was helped by the 121 yards on the two touchdown runs that Osborne had in the fourth quarter against the second team. They ended up with 195 total yards, or rushing yards, 240 for the game. Turned it over twice. They only ended up with 8 first downs.
Anna Rockets with some fine seniors. We highlighted them a few minutes ago. We salute them. Congrats to Anna on a regional runner-up finish here in the football playoffs, 10-4 by way of record for head coach Nick Marino's crew. Hey, don't forget, A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi, established its unique brand way back in 1986. Today, four decades later, A&M Pallet serves 200 additional businesses across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 75 miles away. A&M Pallet, pleased to promote pride in our communities in the area, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on its first shift Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Again, if you're looking for work, contact A&M Pallet in Rushi. Positions available Monday through Thursday from 6 to 4. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi in big demand. O'Reilly, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y. offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. O'Reilly also accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level spots. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. If you can't attend the big game, join O'Reilly and scoresbroadcast.com for all the exciting action. A lot of credit to Anna Chuck. Rockets, as you alluded, showed a lot of heart, character, played this game right down to the final possession on offense.
Well, when they're getting ready to, the kids running down the field, and you got somebody, and I'm sorry, I don't know who got it, but Anna runs down the field and tackles somebody at the one, you could have given up and just let him run in, and they got the touchdown anyway, but that just shows the effort that the Rockets gave the entire night. That's a really good football team they played.
Oh, yeah. Coldwater can throw it when they need to. Didn't have to more than a half dozen times in this game tonight. They run it so well. Two tight ends, big, strong, experienced offensive line, and a squadron of running backs. Blockberger himself can run it. It's going to take one heck of a defensive effort by Bluffton next week to knock off Coldwater. Bluffton is run some more. That will be a case of whose ground attack is better than the other next week when Coldwater takes on Bluffton in a state semifinal in Division VI.
Well, I mean, you assume that Coldwater played a little tougher schedule with their leg.
Yep.
But that could be a pretty good football game.
We'll return in a few minutes with more. We'll close out our broadcast shortly. Our star or stars of this game, Osborne for Anna Chuck, and who for Coldwater?
Well, I'm going to go with the Noah Ofterhauer and Zach Osborne, because I'll tell you what, Ofterhauer had a tremendous defensive game.
Sure did.
And then on the other side, you got to go with Blockberger, Depwig, and Potcotter. I don't know how you choose from one of those three. So those are your Clancy's players of the game.
This segment brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allenbaugh agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allenbaugh Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allenbaugh agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allenbaugh can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's AllenbaugH. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
Well, state semifinals are set in Division 7 and 6. Marion Local Flyers defeated Minster tonight 21-7. Marion Local will take on Columbus Grove, which was victorious over Delta St. John's tonight. And in D6, Coldwater, with this win over Anna here this evening, advances on to play Bluffton. As we noted a few minutes ago, two superb ground attacks will go head-to-head. Bluffton and Coldwater next Friday night in a state semifinal. Thanks so much to our great online listenership for Chuck McBee alongside Jack Kramer saying goodnight from Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, where the Coldwater Cavaliers have won this Division 6 regional championship game by downing the Anna Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.